for DJW Mobile.
And for ZLK Mobile.
You just getting back in?
Work last night. I'm running to the dump and running into town, running a couple errands.
That's why you're leaving out on Friday night, I guess it was, when I talked to you. I was wondering what your last day was, so that means you're off on Mondays?
Night, Tuesday night, Thursday night, and Friday night.
And it's the same schedule all the time? It doesn't, like, it's not like rotating shifts?
Sometimes I'll get done a little bit earlier if you know, they don't hold me up down there, but same schedule, about anywhere from 10 to 12 hours a night.
Please. But at least you don't have to leave on Sunday night when everybody's going to bed. I used to have to do that when I did rotating shifts at Michelin. I had to leave out that Sunday night. That was the worst time to go to work ever.
Before, my boss called me, asked me if I wanted to work yesterday afternoon, evening, go to Greensboro. It's just extra work, though, during Christmas. And that would have been all double time, but I just decided to stay home.
Made that decision. Usually I couldn't turn down double time. Or there were times, like if you were over 40 and it was a holiday, it wasn't only double, it was triple time.
That high. It's just double time on Sundays, time and a half on, you know, over 40 and on holidays. And holidays we get paid anyway, so it ends up being two and a half times on holidays if we work.
Good. It might be away from the family, but at least you get paid good. So you can give the family lots of Christmas presents.
My turn. I'll be right back.
Be here, most likely, but before DJW Mobile.
Okay.
But I'll do it.
It's always my turn when I pull in. We've been here 6 years now, and I don't think I've ever had to wait.
It's at O'Neill. If you go to O'Neill on Tuesday, which is their startup day because they're off on Monday because they work on Saturday, then I guess if you go really early, I've been at 7 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday and I've been at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and I didn't have to wait. Any other time, you're waiting in line. And sometimes the line gets pretty long.
Moved to Simpsonville back in 99, 2000. Place we went to out there, it was kind of like that. You drive up and pretty much get in any time, even on a Saturday. But by the time we left, if you went on a Saturday, you could sit in line for 30 minutes or more.
Being retired. When I was working, there was no time for that. So I paid a company to come pick it up. But then they upped their price. They just kept on upping their price. And then one time they doubled it by accident, and they didn't pick it up for like 4 weeks. And I just said, okay, it's time. I'm retired now. I don't need them anymore. So I let them go and became the waste manager myself.
Okay. Yeah, I think there's a service out here that we could pay, but I drive right by it. It's like less than a quarter mile out of my way. You know, I come down to a stop sign and I go straight to go to work or go into town. If I just take a right on a back road, it's right there. So it's worth it. I'll just grab a couple bags every other day or so, and it really never builds up on me.
Big 42-gallon construction bag, 3 mil construction bags, and then two trash cans in the back behind the house. And I just put the little bags in the big bags, and if a big bag fills up, I just go to another big bag. And that way I only have to go like once or twice every 2 months. It saves a lot on trips. And you just pull the big bag out of the trash can and put it back in the truck and go. So it makes it really convenient.
We have to keep our can inside the garage. There's a room inside the garage there with the electrical panel and some storage. We can't keep the trash outside or the bears will get into it, so I try not to let it build up too much.
I realized there were bears that far down. I think that's the same one. When we used to fly over at WCRC, Western Carolina Radio Club, it was on 417 between 101 and Woodruff Road, a little section of that road. And when it was your turn, you had to empty the trash cans, right? At WCRC, because they had trash cans out there, not on the flight line, but where the people, the spectators sit, and their bleacher style things. And I used to have to take it every now and then. It was my turn. And I think I took it probably to the same place you're going to.
And by about 5 miles east of Table Rock, out by Aunt Sue's restaurant, if you're familiar with that.
That's too far north. I was thinking you were further south than that. So that's not the same one.
They're all around, and they even show up in Easley a lot now. The Bears, they see them down there, even in town, or in some neighborhoods around town. When we moved from Simpsonville, you know, we knew they were up here, and I was really hoping to see one, and there was a story. There was one on Main Street in Simpsonville, up a tree, before, you know, right after we moved, before I saw one up here. I was like, all those years in Simpsonville, I never saw one.
I remember hearing a story about one up a tree. Anyway, I'm about to pull in Staples. I'm doing my UPS run. My wife returns. She buys stuff, tries it on, doesn't like it, puts it in the pile to return it, and now I'm making the UPS run to Staples. I do this once or twice a week. Anyway, I'll be back in a minute. I'm about to pull into the driveway. N4ZLK, W4DJW.
Here for a little while. N4ZLK.